down. No, I won't back down.
And if you're fighting out there for the right to hunt and fish and utilize the great outdoors of Wisconsin, don't back down, just like Johnny Cash says. I'm Joel Clayfish. You're listening to Raised in the Shaw with Joel Clayfish. We talk about a myriad of things here, and if you listen to the show, you know I work in the disabilities industry, and I'm sitting there on my couch, you know, toward the tail end of COVID. And I'm working on the computer, working with the disabilities organization, the A-Team out of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, working on the computer. And I see this 170-foot wrapped trailer with a duck foot on it holding a world. And I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, doesn't that really tell the story? I come to my front door. I go into my driveway and I meet some people who changed my life forever. It was Chad Belding and the crew from The Foul Life. And if you're new to The Foul Life, they travel the country, hunting in duck and goose camps around the country with guys who grind it out every day, guys who scout. And anyone who knows about hunting knows that the hunt is the scout. And showing up to harvest the next day is the kill, but the hunt is the scouting. It's the asking for permission. It's the glassing. It's the figuring out where they're roosting, where they're coming back, where they land compared to where they walk and feed. The hide, that's quintessentially important. But these guys, they came to my driveway, and that was the beginning of forging lifelong bonds. And little did I know the next 10 days would be filled with some of the most memorable, fantastic hunts and fantastic people I'd ever meet and fantastic food I'd ever eat as well. And Dave Adams joined us in the studio. He was on a couple of those hunts. And in fact, Chad, Dave is the guy who we shot some of the videos with Jack Orlandi on the state line between Illinois and Wisconsin, some of those real tough birds that are moving back and forth between Wisconsin and Illinois. They don't have to pay a toll, though. We do if we go to Illinois. But Dave has been there with us, and he's just fantastic at scouting. And Chad, talk to us real quick, you know, before we talk about the show, how important is the scouting portion of it?
I would say it's everything. I mean, you always talk about what do you need to be successful in duck hunting and consistency or any kind of hunting for that matter. And I think that it's location, location, location. Once you're in an area where there's birds, and they make a home there, they have a roost there, they have a ton of agriculture there. There might be a river system that runs through there. A lot of ducks and geese follow the Mississippi or the Missouri and all the different attributes that come off of it or go or flood into those big river systems, the Columbia out west, the Snake, the Sacramento. You're in an area that's waterfowl rich, then it's networking. It's just like the theme of this entire conversation, Joel, is can you go out and knock on doors in the summer and bring a farmer and his wife a hot coffee in the morning and say, hey, if there's any work to do this year, can I help out? I see that you got some land, you got some cornfields, you got this. Make friends, go to the local cafe, go to the local bingo parlor, go to the local county fair, the rodeo, talk to people, network, build a network. And then once you have some access, yeah, you got to find out what the loafs are, what the roosts are, where they're coming from, the weather, the barometric pressure, the wind. Is it going to be a migration day? Is it sunny? Is it low ceiling? Is it overcast? Scouting, you could go to a field and you watch it and then some birds come into it and you're like, oh, we're hunting there tomorrow. And then you leave too early. A coyote might run them off, right? Yeah. They might be gone. You go back the next morning, you're like, what the heck happened? I always like to find A, B, and C. And then before I go to bed and it gets dark, I like to go back to A and make sure that I put them to bed. And then I wake up going, yep, we're there. And then you got B and C to even fall back onto the next morning. If you go there for some reason, you can't get on there. There's already headlights there. Everything, anything can happen in the world of waterfowl hunting. So scouting, using binoculars, using a spotting scope, taking notes, understanding the approach. What are the high points? What are the low points? Where's the tree line? Where's the fence line? Where's the pivot at? Where's the tall corn? Where's the low corn? Can we get the farmer's permission or the landowner's permission to dig a hole and get our power hunter blinds in there? There's using an A-frame or using a tilt-up blind, a panel blind, Do we get on the edge? Do we use mojos? Do we have remotes on our mojos? Is there mallards coming into a Canada goose feed? All of these thoughts are going through your head, and here we are. We're negotiating with everybody again. Like, what do we do? What kind of spread do we want to put up? Do we want ground? What are we going to do to have dinner tomorrow night? I always hunt for the food. I always hunt for that night's meal. I love Tony Vandemore. He's a dear friend of mine. Tony makes piles like better than anybody I've ever seen. I'm not a good pile maker because I get lost in translation. I get stuck in a mindset of Bill Murray of like, I don't want to call the shot. I love this. I've been death threats from guys like my good friend George Thompson, the VP of Product Development at Benelli, said, I'm going to kill you if you don't call the shot when they land on top of my blind next time. And I get stuck with my tongue on the ground and my jaw wide open of the majesty of ducks and geese being ducks and geese. And I don't get it from all of them. I don't get it from divers. Sometimes a canvasback will get me going, but when I see mallard ducks and Canada geese doing their thing and responding to a call, I'm eating up, man. You can't kick. You never, ever will get it out of me. I'm already right now, just got down with snow geese 5 days ago, and I'm already like on phone calls all day. I literally was just looking at texts from my buddy in Orange Beach that wants to put together a duck hunt in Pensacola next year. And I'm like, I've never filmed in Florida. I'm rolling. I've caught a lot of marlin. I've caught a lot of sails. I've been down to Florida for gators and osceolas and bass fishing at Okeechobee. But now I'm going to get to go down there. I'm going to hunt ducks in Florida and hopefully go to the beach. So, again, I'm already thinking, and my mindset's already going, what story can I tell in Pensacola? What story can I tell when I go to New York in September? What can I do when I go to Texas for teal in September? Like, I got all these ideas and visions going through my head, and it takes a lot of notes and a lot of ingenuity to think that this early in the game and then watch the episodes that our producers work so hard on, and our field producers and our animators and our audio guys and our color correctors and our editors, and now all these stories are born, and we're getting ready to start filming. When we go to air with season 14 of Benelli's The Foul Life on June 26th, and then we start filming for season 15 of Benelli's The Foul Life in September. That's crazy. I mean, 15 years on a duck hunting show? Most outdoor shows don't make 2 years. But it's because of the brands and the vision and the unorthodox thinking of like, I don't care. I don't care about the trigger pull. I'm unapologetic about killing a duck, but I care about the people there, the atmosphere, the habitat, the recipes, the veterans of America we hunt with. We've hunted with St. Jude's and Ronald McDonald's house. We've hunted with stories of celebrities all the way down to a bus driver. And I love freaking people that have passion for life and work their asses off to get the best and make a better version of themselves every day. And that's what Bandit and The Foul Life and the provider mentality is to me.
We got 50 seconds, Chad. You got to tell me what we can expect this next season.
Oh, it's getting ready to air, man. We're starting off with you. Recipes in your kitchen. Some Canada goose hunting, mallard duck hunting in Wisconsin. It was my first time being in Wisconsin for waterfowl. I've been all over Milwaukee. I'm a huge Bob Uecker fan. My buddy Josh Hader is a closer for the Brewers. Thank God they just got the deal done and they're back in spring training. I love everything about the state of Wisconsin. Aaron Rodgers just got a big contract, so we're kicking it off there. We're in Idaho. We're in Montana. We're in Wyoming. We're in Colorado. We're in Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri. You name it, you're going to see it on The Foul Life this year, hunting with awesome people. Thank